Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I get emails all the time, and you're welcome to send me emails at askdel@luinc.com with your questions and or something you would like me to discuss on the show. But I get this question all the time. It's pretty much the same question. Why do you put down 401ks? And I got one here from a guy. He said, why do you put down 401ks so strongly when everybody I know believes that they're the best thing you can possibly do? And then I, you know, emailed back to the guy and said, everybody you know who has a job probably tells you that because they know no other way. That's what they've been told, and that's what you've been told, and everybody's been told the same thing. But I said, go ask any retired wealthy person, and you'll see that of the 50,000 clients I have at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is quite a few, but we're all over the country, and probably only 1 or 2% of them even have a 401k anymore. Most of them, 98% of them, liquidate the 401k within a year or two of being here because they realize that they can do so much better outside of the 401k than they can inside of the 401k. So why is that? Well, there's a plethora of reasons, and plethora, by the way, is a neat word for a multitude of reasons why that might be. And they are normally ones that I will only go through if you're in a two-day seminar where I've got an hour. Well, I decided to take today's hour on the show and go through these. So I hope some of you can hang with me, because by the time you get to the end of this, you're just going to scream, pull your hair out and go one of two things. Either I don't want to hear what he has to say. Everybody that I know that I think is smart is doing it, and so I'm going to do it too. Or they're going to go, man, 401k is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of my whole life. How did I get talked into it? And you're going to have some emotional pull on this conversation because so many people believe that it's the right thing to do, when I know without a doubt that I've had way more success with people outside of 401ks than any 401k group of people had money inside of a 401k have ever had as far as results go. What do I mean by results? I mean, what do you totally earn with it? And when and where does the money come to you? And how much taxes do you pay on it? Et cetera, et cetera. We're going to cover all of those today because they're all relevant to what we have going on here. So let's start out with just the basic premise and where did all this stuff come from and start from. The basic concept is that people can't retire because they don't have any income coming in. And the concept of just saving money is a difficult concept for people because they barely make enough money to live on. Has there ever been a point in your life, a time in your life, where you said to yourself, gosh, I don't need any more money. I really should probably save a lot more because I really don't need this money. I don't think anybody's ever said that, have they? And so the idea was you have to have some type of a social safety net. Social Security was that. But Social Security only produces probably about a third of what most people need to survive, just to survive, let alone thrive in retirement. So companies in the past used to have a social contract. If you give us 30, 40 years of your life, we're going to then give you a retirement plan, called it a pension. Now, in my family, I have one teacher retired on a pension, one college professor retired on a pension, another college administrator was a dean, retired on a pension. I have a brother-in-law that just retired from publicly owned city bus. I don't even know what you call it. Transit. There we go. I guess that's probably the right word. He worked for the transit department, and he just retired on a pension. His wife also has a pension coming because she works for a utilities company, a government-controlled utilities company. All of these people taking their pension and taking their Social Security together, especially if you have husband and wife both earning that, have enough money to retire comfortably. Not wealthy, not rich, but comfortably. They're going to have enough money to survive. But the 401k cannot make that same promise, because what the 401k is a pile of money. So herein lies the concept. It was very, very expensive to make these long-term promises called pensions, and so they stopped doing it. And most private companies couldn't afford to back them up with the funds necessary to be able to guarantee you could provide them. The government, on the other hand, prints money, so anybody that works for the government can get a pension now, because they are just printing money, and they're giving you fake money. They don't care, right? And they just tax us higher to give you more. It's okay. It's not an argument for that today. It's just the fact that, if I could get a pension, I'd love to have a pension, right? It's a great thing for the people receiving the pension. But for everybody else that works in corporate America that's not in a publicly held company, pensions are just about a thing of the past. And so what they did was, to get away from them, they had to have something, you know, it's like a shiny object to get you to stop focusing on pensions. They pulled out this shiny coin, flip it around on a, you know, shiny string, and said, hey, here's a 401k. Look at this. Here's all these wonderful things the 401k does. But the 401k, as I'm going to go into today, is really a terrible investment, probably one of the worst investments I've ever seen in my life. It just doesn't make any sense. So let's go ahead and let's talk about it. And I'm going to start in theory, then I'll get down to details, because the details and the facts probably go way over people's heads. So let's start at the theory level. Let's take and compare a real estate investment to a 401k investment, just right out of the blocks. Let's talk about what you'd want to have happen. First of all, the day you invest, whatever, you put some money into it, wouldn't you like to immediately start receiving income? Well, if you put money in a 401k, you don't receive any income. Whatever it is you stick in there, it's in there, and it's doing whatever it's doing behind this cloak, this veil of secrecy. Maybe you get a report saying what it is, but you're not controlling it. You're not managing it. It's being managed by other people, and there's massive fees on top of that. But we haven't got to those problems yet. Let's just start with, you don't earn any money. Now you go to the person you're buying this investment from and say, well, when do I start earning some money from this investment? And they go, well, how old are you? And you go, well, I'm 20 years old. All right, 65 and a half. What? 65 and a half. Well, what if I need it earlier than that? Well, you can pull it out starting 59 and a half and pay taxes, but you don't pay the penalty. But up till 59 and a half, you have to pay a penalty for getting it back. What do you mean? You mean if I invest into this asset and I want my money back, I have to pay not only the income taxes on the money, but also a penalty for taking it out? Yeah. What if I buy a piece of real estate? I buy it. Can I sell it anytime I want? Anytime you want. Wow. Is there a penalty? No, in fact, it might be a capital gain. You might make money by selling it. Ooh, man, there's a difference, huh? So when do I start receiving any kind of cash flow? You don't, ever, until you take it out. You never really receive cash flow. You only just get your money back, plus whatever capital gains it might have accrued during the time. Step number one, first investment question. If I could get paid $500 a month now and for the rest of my life get paid $500 a month, positive cash flow, $6,000 a year, right? $6,000 a year for, let's say, from 20 to age 60, that's 40 years. I just want to do a little math here, thinking this out loud as we go through this. $6,000 a year times 40 years of working, that's $240,000 I could have earned already. Now, let's say to earn that, I have to put $25,000 down to buy a house. So on a $25,000 investment, I earned $240,000. Do you actually think if you put $25,000 in your 401k, it would end up $240,000? That isn't going to happen in seven lifetimes, guys. It's not going to happen. But forget about that. That's not even what we earned, because we still own the house. We bought the house at $100,000, and now it's worth $400,000, so we made another $300,000 besides the $240,000, and you put your money into the 401k, and you put in $200,000, and it's probably worth about $300,000. It's not even close.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I was talking to two guys yesterday. They're both consultants of ours, and they're both multi-millionaires and successful to the nth degree, maybe even more than me. I have no idea. But I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, well, let's say thousands and thousands and thousands of units type thing. And they're very successful. So I asked each of them the question, what does the end look like for you? Do you ever just sell all this stuff off and just quit? And one guy said, no, I can't sell it all off because the only way that I'm free is because I own so much business, so much real estate slash business, that I have all these employees that do everything for me. And because I have these businesses, I have these people. If I didn't have the businesses, I wouldn't have the people. And even if I owned real estate or owned something, I'd be working on it myself and maybe even in it, because I would have to spend some time doing simple things. Like if you own an apartment complex, you don't need to go to the apartment complex. My wife goes to the apartment complex. I don't. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Today we're talking about the downfall of the 401k, why it's an ineffective way to invest for your life, invest for retirement. And we're talking about the conceptual ideas first. We'll get into the details and the facts later, because the details and facts are there. They're glaring, but I think you just got to get the concept first to be able to get to it. And the second part of the concept is this. What if I told you I wanted you to invest into a real estate investment and I wanted you to buy a house? And every month you had to make a payment into the house. And the idea was that 30 years from now, the mortgage would be paid off and you'd own a house. That's a pretty good concept, right? It's sort of a forced savings plan. You've got to make that payment every month. But at the end, you've got this chunk of money. Now, by the way, we'd be happy that maybe that house went up in value also, that there was some appreciation. So maybe, you know, we paid over 30 years, we paid $100,000 for a house and ends up being worth $200,000, right? That's the concept. Now, basically, that's what you're doing with a 401k. With a 401k, you're putting money into the 401k. Then you are waiting for 30 years to accumulate a value, whatever that value is of that house at that time, or whatever that value is of that 401k at that time. So isn't it the same thing? And the answer is no, because the difference is on the house, you're receiving $400 or $500 a month positive cash flow from day one. And you're not receiving that on the 401k. Could you imagine if I told you that your boss was stealing $400 or $500 a month out of your pocket every month because they stuck you in a 401k that really should have been producing $400 or $500 a month in positive cash flow? Can you imagine if I sold you a rent house and had you own it for 30 years, but I never gave you the rental income? I said, I'm going to let you have the value of the house go up, but all the income produced during that time, you don't get. Well, that's what's happening with your 401k. You realize somebody's got your money, right? And whoever that is, let's just say that money goes to some place like a bank or a finance company or something. They do something with that money, and I'll tell you what they do with it. They lend it to somebody like us. Investors. And we go out and we buy something and we make 100, 200, 300, 400% returns over long periods of time, and you earn 2 or 3 or 4%. That's what's happening. I'm using your money to get rich. You're not using your money to get rich. Your 401k administrators are getting rich managing your money, but you are earning nothing on your money. Wow, it's just the biggest ripoff that there ever was. Now, let's talk about some other problems with it. Let's start with the problem of the concept of the long-term investment horizon. How do you know what to invest in over the long term? What is going to go up? What is going to go down when you start investing over 30-year periods of time? The answer is, you don't. The next thing is you look at, if your money's in a 401k and there's an administrator administrating it, do you even have the same guy managing it for 30 years? I doubt very highly that the same guy works on your plan more than 5 or 10 years at the most, and you get somebody else. And so now you have all these ideas and the plan's everywhere. So there's really no control in the investment whatsoever. Whereas in the real estate deal, you know exactly what you're building. You're building a portfolio of real estate that's going to go up in value, and it's going to continue to go up in value because rental income and rental values have gone up every year forever. One major crash, which could be to your advantage, and I'll explain that in a moment. But the other thing is called dollar cost averaging. The concept here is that they sell you on, this is the only way they sell you on the 401k, is that it's okay to buy a little bit of stock every single paycheck. Why? Well, sometimes you're paying way too much for it. The stocks are too high that week, but that's okay. You buy less stock. But maybe a couple months later, stocks have gone down and you can buy, for the same amount of money, you can buy more stocks. And over a long period of time, the concept is this averages itself out. You're either buying large amounts of stock when the values are down, large quantity of stock when the values are down, or you're buying low quantity but more valuable stock, meaning your portfolio's up in value, supposedly, et cetera, et cetera. And so dollar cost averaging is the scam that has been put in place to get you to put X amount of dollars into your investment each and every paycheck. Now, that would be stupid. That would be like me going out on the street and buying a house, one house every paycheck, and sometimes paying full market price for the house, and the next time getting a deal. Why would I ever do that? Every single time I'm going to spend my money, I'm going to let it sit there, wait, sit there, attack. And when I attack, it's because I'm buying the property below market value. I'm making instant gains on my investment. Whereas you've just put some money in an account, the guy went out and bought your stock at the highest price it's ever been, and you've just overpaid. And if the stock goes down tomorrow, you've lost money already. You've lost right out of the blocks. Whereas I've gained right out of the blocks. So dollar cost averaging, although it is a logically sounding concept, it really makes no sense at all when you're trying to make massive returns. And what do we need to do? If you don't have millions of dollars, how are you going to retire? How are you going to get massive returns if you're just blindly throwing your money into an investment financial planner? Next thing, what about liquidity? How do you get your money out of a 401k? Well, there's really like three ways you can get your money out. One is quit your job. And if you quit your job, boy, you have no income. That's cool. Now you can take the money out of your 401k, you can liquidate it. But if you do and you're younger than 59 and a half, you not only pay income taxes on the money, but you pay a penalty, 10% penalty. Now I want you to understand something about what they've lied to you on. They've lied to you by telling you that when you take your paycheck and you stick it in a 401k, you're not paying taxes on the money. So you're deferring the tax. That is a lie. You are deferring part of the tax. You are deferring income tax. You are not deferring Social Security and Medicare. So here you are getting taxed on that money. So you put in, you know, whatever it is, you can put in $500, but you only get to actually invest $400 because Social Security and Medicare took 7.5% out if you're working for somebody and 15.3% out if you're working for yourself. And so you really don't even have as much to invest as you thought you had to invest because you thought it was all pre-tax dollars, but it's not all pre-tax dollars. It's another lie. And they just predicate these lies to get you to do this thing. So now you want to get it out. Now you got to pay a penalty to get it out. Now, you can, if you go to another company, roll it over to an IRA, and then you can take it out. But you still have to, for 59.5, pay a penalty. You can take a loan against it. You can borrow up to half of what you have in there, not to exceed $50,000. Although while we're under this COVID health crisis thing, you can borrow up to $100,000 out of it. But you have to pay it back and put it back into the 401k, which is still better than not getting it. Because if I could go borrow that $100,000 right now, I could go make $100,000 with it and pay the loan back and still have the $100,000.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I want to go back to this richest man in Babylon and read you just a couple of paragraphs, just a couple of quotes that are basis for my financial belief system. Number one, the laws of money are like the laws of gravity, assured and unchanged. The guys that became mega millionaires during the 1890s, the 1920s, all there when the master, super huge, mega money barons Rockefellers and Carnegie and DuPont, and these were the guys. And they were all from 1880, 90 to 1920, 30. That was their heyday. These people made money the same way people are making money today. It's no different. The laws that applied then are different now, but the rules that applied then are exactly the same. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the 401k plan and why it's an ineffective investment, retirement plan, and so on and so forth. So let's go a little bit deeper here. Let's talk now more in forms of specific things that it does wrong. One, every distribution you take out of your 401k is going to be taxed at the highest possible tax rate that it can be taxed at. Now think about that. When did you put your money into the 401k? Your whole life, right? When were you in the lowest tax bracket? When you were young. As you got older, moved up in the ranks, you were in a higher tax bracket. So as you deferred the taxes on this, the money you could have got out in the beginning would have got out at the lowest tax bracket possible. The money that as you put it in further towards the end, you were avoiding the higher tax brackets. So the logic behind that is, why do they say you'll take it out at your lowest tax bracket? Because you're actually taking it out at your highest tax bracket. So, well, because you're unemployed, you've retired. So you don't have your earned income. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because unless you're going to cut your standard of living to nothing, if you're going to live in the same house, drive the same car, eat the same food, wear the same clothes, go out the same number of times a week, you're going to need a certain amount of money. And that money is going to be withdrawn from your 401k. And at the rate that that standard of living, that cost of living, is withdrawn as the rate of tax, you're going to be taxed. And guess what? That's your highest tax bracket. Unless you're going to say that I'm just going to cut my standard of living in half. And then let's see. Here's my plan for life. I plan to work and earn and save and work and earn and save and struggle my whole life so when I get to the end, I can cut my standard of living to nothing. My success plan is to fail. I plan to fail at the end of my life and live worse than I did when I was a kid. Way worse than I did when I was a kid, because they're saying that my tax bracket will be lower than it was when I was a kid. Does that make any sense at all to you? Do you have any ability to see how stupid that is? For you to take it out at a lower tax rate, you have to have earned or living on less than you did when you were a kid. How can you afford to do that when you're an adult? I can't live that way. Even if I cut my standard of living back down to almost next to nothing, I couldn't live on what I lived on as a kid. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Am I going to get rid of all my cars, all my expensive cars? I guess I have to. Am I going to get rid of my house? I'm going to have to. What am I going to do? Go back to living the 700-square-foot condo I lived in or the 700-square-foot apartment that I rented? That was the standard of living that I had when I was a kid. Do you really expect me to go back to that so that I can take a small amount out of my 401k and keep my tax bracket down? Secondly, the money I earn from real estate is almost tax-free. Absolutely tax-deferred all the way. And could be completely until you die, in which case the taxes just go away. Now, that's a whole nother concept to talk about taxation and real estate. That's another show. But the reality is, just take my word for it. If done correctly, you could avoid taxation on your real estate income forever. So I'm not paying taxes on the money. You're pulling money out of the 401k, and I'm getting it out of my real estate tax-free. It's not even close to the same thing. You have to earn 30% more to take out the same amount I take out. But wait, there's more. The money that I earned is capital gains because the houses went up in value. And the money you earned in capital gains as the stocks went up in value should be taxed at something called a capital gains rate, which is much lower than the income tax rate most of the time. Well, guess what? I get to tax mine to capital gains if I elect to be taxed at all, because I can get out of paying capital gains tax by doing a 1031 tax-free exchange. But let's say I, for whatever reason, decide I do want to sell and take the gain at that time. I can take it when I want to take it, and I can take it as a capital gain, which is way less than earned income tax. You, on the other hand, if you take that capital gain out of your 401k, are going to pay ordinary income taxes, the highest possible tax rates there are, up to 37%. And if you live in a liberal state, you're going to pay income taxes, which is another 10 to 12 to 15% of state income taxes. You literally, quite literally, could be in the 50% tax bracket taking the money out of your 401k if you live in California, New York, Illinois, any liberal state where they tax you on your earned income. Because that's earned income. Where it really isn't earned income, guys. It's really passive income. It's really capital gains. But they're taxing you as if it is earned income. And they got you to do that voluntarily. Can you imagine that? You know, it's bad enough that they do it to you. You're doing it voluntarily. Whew. Now, I already told you pay Social Security and Medicare tax on this money. But you realize that at the end, when you get back and start taking the money back out again, that a portion of your income, that portion which you have not paid Social Security and Medicare on, that portion of your 401k which you have not paid Social Security and Medicare, that those gains, you're now going to pay Social Security and Medicare. That is going to, 401k proceeds are subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes again, which makes that double taxation. Real estate, we don't pay any Social Security and Medicare taxes. Not the front, not the middle, not in the end. Again, they're just kicking your butt, guys. They're just taking advantage of you all over the place. We could continue to own our real estate all the way through our life. We could keep it right up until we die and have money coming in for the rest of our lives. But guess what? With a 401k, IRA, there are mandated withdrawals. You have to start taking the money out by age 70, I believe it is. 70 and a half. And so there you go. Now you're 70 and a half, and they're making you liquidate your investments and pay taxes on them. That's why they want you to do it. They want you to do it because they want you to pay taxes before you die. So they're mandating you take it out. Can they do that to our real estate? Well, they could pass a law anytime doing anything they want to, so let me not go there. But do they at this time do that? No. I could keep my rental real estate all the way till I die. And then interesting, when I die, I haven't paid any taxes on all this money. the earned income, the rental income, the capital gains income. I haven't paid any taxes on it. All those taxes that would normally be owed are suspended. And if I were to go ahead and sell the property before I die, then I would recapture those non-paid tax liabilities in varying amounts if I sold it without a 1031. But if I don't sell it, or if I sell into a 1031 and then I die, all of that depreciation that has been used, all the 1031s that have been done to avoid taxes, all of that deferred tax liability. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Can you understand what I'm about to say? Yes, I'm going to say it. They're gone. Do you get it? They're gone. I gotta, come on, laugh, folks. All of these taxes on the millions of dollars that real estate investors make, millions, are deferred and deferred and deferred. There's a saying on how to get out of paying taxes in real estate. It's called the four D's of tax deferral. Defer, 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 and die. And when you die, all of those suspended tax liabilities disappear. Gone. Just like that. Leave your 401k to your family, and what do they have to do to get the money out? They have to pay your taxes. Your taxes, your deferred taxes, never go away. Leave a piece of real estate to your spouse. What do? They just start absorbing the income right away, which is covered by more depreciation, which means they still don't pay taxes. Now, you want to talk about possible liability, potential downfalls. Let's talk about all of your money's tied up in an account and they know where it's at. What if they want to crash the stock market? You could wake up tomorrow and be worth 40% of what you were worth the day before. What if they wake up tomorrow and say, you know, we need more taxes? They could change the tax law. And I'm going to explain that to you when we come back, because that has actually almost happened a couple times. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. We talk about the failure of the 401k as a retirement plan vehicle. And down to this concept that you've got your life savings as one big giant vehicle, the 401k. I got mine spread out over houses, hundreds of houses when I had houses, thousands of units as apartment complex units, and different locations, different cities. I'm in like five or six different cities, and different types of real estate, different age groups of real estate, just lots of variations. But the reality is that I could have something go wrong. The world could, you know, flood me out, burn me down, and my insurance would come and cover it. So there could be catastrophic loss in my world, too. However, insurance covers my catastrophic loss. Well, who covers the catastrophic loss of the stock market dropping 50% in one day? All your money's in one place. It's boom. It's gone. There's nothing you can do. There's problems with being broke. It's stressful. especially if you worked your whole entire life to save up, save this money, put it aside, and then have it all disappear. I had that happen to me way back in 87 in what they called Black Monday, the stock market crash in 1987. I lost a large chunk of money, and it's what changed my life. It changed my life, said I'm not going to do it again. It's crazy. Now, there are other things that can happen to this chunk of money. One, they could completely change the tax laws. What if tax rates go up? Do you think this country is getting more rich or less rich with all this debt they're accruing? I think, obviously, we're going further and further in debt. And so we're going to have to raise the taxes. At some point, we've got more and more people that are not working, that are living off the welfare system and or the Social Security system. And less of actual people working. What do you think is going to happen? It's going to collapse. No, they're just going to tax you more. It's just going to become more and more socialistic every year. You're going to see the social people, the left, will suck the country dry to provide for the have-nots. And the have-nots have not because they don't produce. And if they would produce, they would have. It's that simple. So instead of figuring out a way for the country to produce more so everybody can have more, they're going to, when they get back control from the Republicans again, the Democrats are going to turn around and put all those processes in place to suck from the rich and give to the poor. Well, what does that mean to you? Well, you don't see yourself as rich. I mean, you got a job, you work hard, you live a basic level of existence. It seems okay, but, you keep it up with the Joneses. But the poor people out there, they see you as the man. They see you as the bad man. You got the money. If you got money in a 401k, you are rich. It's time to take your money away from you. So how are they planning to do that? Well, the last time we had a stock market crash, a really big one, not this one recent one, but before that, they came out with a bunch of government plans to take your 401k away from you. Whoa, what do you mean? That can't be true. That's a lie, Dell. That's one of those, conservative lies. No, I want you to look this up. I think it was Venezuela that did it first, and then we looked at it as a possibility. And what they wanted to do is they're saying, as a retirement vehicle, the stock market is just not safe, and we shouldn't allow people to put their money away in these investment plans that are so much at risk, especially since they are just being taken advantage of and massive fees. So they finally changed the law where they took away. They had to show you the massive fees. They don't take them away, but you now have to be able to show you the fees you're paying on your 401k, which are astronomical. But secondly, more importantly, they tried to pass a law where what they would do is make you sell your 401k off and buy government bonds, because government bonds, according to them, are safer. It's a safer investment, right? The T-bill is a safer investment than the stock market. But the T-bill is paying 1%, and the money's going back. All that money would be sucked up by the government, and it would all be taxed. When they take that money out of that 401k, they're going to tax it, and then they're going to sell you T-bills. So now you have no control at all. The government totally controls the value of those T-bills. If they want to water down the economy, they water down your T-bills, become worth nothing. They totally have control. And if tomorrow you wanted to go out and buy an apartment complex and become wealthy, you couldn't. Your money would be gone. You'd be tied up in T-bills. I know you don't believe this is true. If you're out there and you go look it up. I don't even know what you call it. I should have looked it up to find out what it was called beforehand. But I've talked about it many times in the past. If somebody is listening to the show and they can tell me what it is, send me an email or at askdell@luinc.com and name for me what the bill was called or what they were calling it when they were forcing everybody to buy these government T-bills and liquidate the 401k. Another thing they were talking about was forcing people just to go ahead and liquidate the 401k because they needed more taxes. They couldn't allow trillions of untaxed dollars to be sitting in these 401ks, so they were going to say, you can't have more than this amount in there, and if you do, then you have to cash it out and pay taxes on it. I mean, they've had all kinds of ideas to come up with more tax income. You realize that. The government needs tax income to exist, and the more liberal the government is, the more tax income it needs to exist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line is that without getting into politics, what are you going to do to protect yourself? My suggestion, Go to Lifestyles and learn how to do all this stuff and understand it completely before you start doing it. Number two, get with your financial planners, your tax guys, whatever it is, and get your money out. We have attorneys and CPAs can help you do this and do it the right way, the most effective way, and the least tax way. When you get out there and you've got all that money available, then you need to use what you've learned at Lifestyles Unlimited to be able to invest it and start earning returns that are much higher than what you're earning in your 401k. That's what you need to do. And if you do that, I guarantee you 2, 3, 4 years from now, you're going to be way, 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 way happier than you are right now. In fact, if I could, I could bring people in here that will tell you that they are so happy that they weren't in their 401k at this last time the stock market crashed. And they just laughed all the way through it, earned income, got their cash in the mail, and made their capital gains, and just kept on living that quality lifestyle. Because remember, we're not doing this for a little money. We're doing this for an unbelievable quality of lifestyle. The one you deserve to have today. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Monsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Monsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.